The time has gone exactly 12:30, and it's the time where we get to connect with God. It's the time where we get to offer the high sacrifice. And I invite you, wherever you are, to just be still and know that you are in the presence of holiness and that you stand on holy ground. Father has just walked into studio. Welcome, Father.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today we commemorate St. John Eudes, who is the founder of an institute of priests who train seminarians to become priests, the Eudist. And indirectly, he is the founder of the Congregation of the Sisters of the Good Shepherd, who take care of women in difficulty. He also promoted devotion to the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Indeed, a great man, let us thank the Lord for such great saints. At the beginning of this Eucharist, let us remember the times when we fail to reflect the heart of God. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully chose the priest St. John Eudes to proclaim the unfathomable riches of Christ, grant by his example and teachings that, growing in knowledge of you, we may live faithfully by the light of the gospel, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. In those days, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me round among them. And behold, there were very many upon the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone, and as I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no spirit in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the Spirit, prophesy, Son of Man, and say to the Spirit, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O Spirit, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the Spirit came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore, open your graves, and therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you home into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
They wandered in a barren desert, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were, and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. And he guided them along a straight path to reach a city they could dwell in.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
Let them thank the Lord for his mercy, his wonders for the children of men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul, and the hungry he fills with good things.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Teach me your paths, O Lord. Guide me in your truth.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they got together, and to disconcert him, one of them put a question. Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Jesus said, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second resembles it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hangs the whole law and the prophets also. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we have a very visual first reading with this bones, human bones lying dry, picturing our sins. Too often we are like dry bones, we are inert, we don't show any creativity, any energy to serve the people in need. We are useless. And so it is good from time to time to be aware of it and to implore the Lord to give us life again. As Ezekiel saw it, the Lord has the power to put flesh on our bones so that we can move again, so that we can smile and sing and serve again. Only God has that power of overcoming our sins, because He is love Himself. He is the one who created the whole universe out of love. Without love, there is no life. There is no joy. There is no peace without love. And so when the Sadducees and today the Pharisees tried to trap the Lord in their dilemmas or their casuistry or their shrewd questions, the Lord could overcome all of this by showing that from the beginning, always, He is loving, and that He understands that our salvation is to love as our Lord loves us, as God loves us. We should love so that we may participate in His life, so that we may be divinized, that we may be eternal. The love of God is at the beginning of the world, and it will be as a fulfillment of the world. And in between, we have only one way, the way of love. The love of God, the love of our neighbor. If we don't love our Lord, if we don't love our neighbor, how can we love ourselves? How can we save ourselves? So today, let us try to love better, knowing that this is the way of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, to become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it should become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we merit to receive your very self through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So, Lord, be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your sins, you make your Church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled. Their great example lend us courage, their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that it may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, our Archbishop Booty, his auxiliary Duncan, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them to the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints, especially Saint John Eudes, who have pleased you over the ages, we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
So that we may have hearts of flesh, not heart of stone, so that we may be living, not dead, we say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. his angels, so he knows. E abençoa todos que esperam em vós. Manda teus anjos para nos ensinar.
Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conformed to his image on earth, we merit also to be his co-heirs into heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
So, Lord, be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go to glorify the Lord by your lives.
Thanks be to God.
Your Catholic connection.